thanks for taking care of me for these past 2 weeks. I know I've been such a nuisance, but I'm really, really grateful. You're just my roommate, but honestly, you're really sweet. I mean, you don't have to make me ginger lemon tea every morning and night, but you do, and I really appreciate it. So, thanks. Just come closer. Why don't you get in bed with me? Oh, we're not gonna sleep together. We're just gonna lie here. But are you scared of a little germs? I mean, it's been 2 weeks. I don't think I'm contagious anymore. Yeah. Like, if it makes you feel more comfortable, you can just sit on the edge of my bed. I'm not gonna do anything. I've been thinking a lot these past couple weeks about us. Like, I know we're just roommates, but we've known each other for a while now. It's been, what, a year almost since we first met, since we've been roomies. And, I mean, this is a little embarrassing to talk about, but, I don't know, sometimes when we sit on the couch and we're just watching some movies or TV shows, you know, there's those days when we cuddle on the couch, and I know I shouldn't look too much into it, but sometimes I feel like that you want to be more than just roommates. And I've seen the way you look at me when I'm just in one of my loose t-shirts and shorts. Achoo. Excuse me. I'm not that sick. I swear I'm not gonna get you sick. Yeah. You know, when I'm not wearing very much. I mean, you've seen me in my underwear. I'm not too shy about it. But mostly I just like doing it because I like seeing you all flustered. I think it's kind of fun getting you all worked up. So I guess what I'm getting to is, do you ever think about being more than just roommates? I'm not saying like we have to be partners or anything like that. I'm just saying that if ever you needed some release, if ever you wanted to fuck, I would be available. Yeah, that's my hand on your thigh. What do you think? When you were bringing me tea last night, I did leave the door a little bit open on purpose when I was masturbating, because I wanted you to hear me. This is okay. My hand on your crotch. Did you get hard when you're watching me? Did you just stay outside my room, peeking through the door, watching as I rubbed my pussy and moaned? Yeah, it's so funny. And you cleared your throat, knocked on my door, and you pretended like you hadn't seen anything, but I know you saw me. I know you heard me. Because your face was all red, and you just left the tea on my bedside table, and you ran out. But what did you do? Did you go back into your room and jerk off your thoughts on me? You know, you don't have to jerk off alone. I can be, like, your roomie with benefits. I can help jerk you off. I mean, you've taken such good care of me, and why don't I take care of you? Why don't you lie down and get these pants off? I can suck your cock. Is this okay? If I just rest my head on your thigh like this? I'm sorry if my hair tickles you. Is this okay? I just nuzzle right up against your balls. Oh God, I just want to like kiss them. Stroke this stuff. Oh, I just want to kiss up your shaft. And flick my tongue against the underside of your head. Put your hands in my hair. Make me take this fucking cock. Fuck my mouth. I wanna do this. I wanna be your slutty roommate. Who sucks cock. Even when she's sick. When her throat is sore. Because I want to make you feel good. Do you know this is exactly what I thought about last night? When you came into my room. And I was touching myself. I was getting off to the thought of sucking this cock. Sucking your cock has gotten me so fucking wet. I need you to fuck me. You don't know how long I've been at this. For my roommate to fuck me. For you to fuck me. Just take my pants and panties off and get on top of you. Oh, fuck.
you feel that? My wet little cunt grinding against your shaft. Your cock is so wet. It's covered with all my spit and your pre-cum. And now it's all slick with my pussy juices. Does that feel good? When I grind into your cock like this? You want me to take my top off? You want to see my tits? Okay. Do you like them? Why don't you grab them? Squeeze them. As I sink my pussy down onto your cock. This is what you jerked off to last night. When you saw me touching myself. Did you think about fucking me? Having every fucking inch of your cock inside of me? Yeah. About me rocking my hips back and forth just like this. Is this what you like? Having me on top? Riding you? Bouncing on your dick? You never thought your roommate could be such a dirty girl, did you? What? You want me pinned down like this? So you can watch me come? Oh, yeah, life feels good. Life feels good when you slide out of your cock against my cunt like that. Fuck. You need your cock back inside of me, please. Suck your cock. It can come down my throat. Oh, your hot sticky cum. Oh, I'm gonna come for you first. I wanna come for you. I wanna come over your dick. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Fuck. Just fuck into me. And watch me come for you. I'll be your slutty roommate. You can fuck me whenever you want. Push me down to my knees or bend me over the couch. Bend me over the dining room table. Have your way with me. I feel me clenching hard around your cock. Oh my god, I'm coming. I'm coming for you. Over my body and push that cock in my mouth. It tastes great. Tastes really good. No, my throat is okay. Well, I mean, it's okay for now, but I guess we'll see, right? You're right. Probably wasn't a good idea for you to fuck my throat like that, but I don't know. Maybe your cum has, like, magical healing powers and my throat will get better. If not, well, I'll still let you fuck my mouth and my throat. Because we're, like, we're roomies with benefits now, right? Seriously, thank you for the tea. Thank you for the awesome fuck. And, we should do this again.